Yivam, you did not acquire.
But had she been his Yivama.
Oh, had she been his Yivama? Oh, that's a sign.
Had she been his Yivama, he would not have acquired.
Yeah, it wasn't that she was his sister-in-law in that.
No, no. Even if that were the Metzias, nothing would have been accomplished. Okay, so again, we're holding here on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, the famous case, person falling off the roof and landing on a woman. So the Gemara says, in such a case, you would not be Konan the Yivama, and in the case that it was a regular woman, what are you, Chayav? What are you, Chayav?
Nezer.
Everything.
Sorry, but all are the bottom. Boshes, your
everything mother. Except Boshes.
We have Boshes, and so we have Kavana for Boshes.
That's why, exactly. The Gemara explains that. We read a little bit further, because the Gemara explains why Boshes stands alone.
You go. Vamar Rav Nafam Rosh Agag. Vamar Rav Nafam Rosh Agag. Baruch Shein Mitzuya Behizik. Ubiyish Chayav on Nezek and Pater Rav Dvar. Baruch Mitzuya Behizik.
I'm sorry. Did you skip something? Did I miss something?
I think we skipped the.
I think we skipped the line. The Gemara explains, right?
Well, I said this now. I said it before. I'll say again.
You said it very quickly.
You're not chayav boshes unless you have kibona.
Right. So you chayav. Maybe there's a previous line that I didn't hear. Chayav benezek b'tzar ripui b'sheves. The Gemara enumerates all the things that you chayav al boshes lo. That's none. Eino chayav al boshes ad sheim miskaven. You need Kavana before I can mechayev you boshes. You need intent.
And again, specific kavana for boshes to embarrass the other person.
That's the way it seems right now. That's right. That's the way it seems right now. Simple shot. Okay, let's do the Rashi's. Someone.
Can you do also?
Yeah.
Veniska v'yusha chayev arvad varim kagon shenafal v'ruach mitzuya dehavei leikar v'lemezim. So he says he fell in a normal wind. And it's considered like amazing, Carl amazing.
Right, and he went up there knowing that it was windy, and therefore shouldn't have done it. Should have been careful. What was the guy doing on the roof naked? He knew that he was likely to be blown off.
Brooklyn Sea is like a normal wind.
Normal wind, meaning if it's abnormal wind, then he had no reason to expect an abnormal wind's going to come by. Then it's carved.
Oh, it's his expectation. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's just you going
it's
up.
It's very windy, but it's normal that it's very windy.
Yeah.
Meaning it's supposed to be very windy.
It's windy. It's windy.
So it goes out, it's supposed to be a sunny day, and all of a sudden a huge wind comes.
That's unexpected wind. Ruach Mitzvah, yeah. Okay. A big gale wind comes. Okay, you don't have to
expect. It's more Chomer. Ruach Mitzvah is more Chomer wind. Like, I mean, the halacha is more Chomer in regards to Ruach Mitzvah.
You have always, for example, an Erev has to be able to withstand in order to be kosher, Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be able to be Omid Baruch Mitzuya. That's a yardstick that you measure the sturdiness of things. You say, is it Omid Baruch Mitzuya? Sukkah has to be Omid Baruch Mitzuya in order to be kosher, and we've discussed that. Right? That's a normal wind. So now the guy goes up there in a normal wind, and he falls off, then he should know that that's likely to happen. It's windy. Goes up when it's windy. Sees his weather vanes going around, then he goes up there. Something's not going to go well for him. One way or the other, something bad's going to happen. Naked or otherwise. Right?
So the idea then is not so much that it's a normal wind in a physics sense, but rather it's his expectation.
Right, he knows what he's getting himself into. He's putting himself in a predicament where he knows that there's a windy condition.
So couldn't you also have the same situation where it's windy, but he takes all his precautions and then a tornado appears a minute later?
That's real shame to you. In that case, you're right. In that case, you might say that that's called karav l'onus, or onus, for that matter. Onus gomor. If he's knocked off by an unexpected circumstance. Okay? Good? Can we continue with Rashi a little bit?
Ubi yivimto lo kana. Afalpi shishaniyu. Habal yivimto. Vim shogay bim mesid. Kana. Hani mili hecha din skavin libiyas isha acharis. Vazed lo niskavin ishrimbiya. So what's it saying? That we already learned in Yivamos that someone who comes, Bal Yivimto, if someone comes to do, I guess, on Yivama, whether it was by accident or on purpose,
right?
He's Kona.
That's it. It's a function of the Maisa. You did the maaser, that's it. You find this in a lot of cases in halacha. For example, not exactly related, but a woman who happens to be a nida, on the day that she's supposed to go to the mikvah, she goes into the mikvah, regardless of what her intent was, as long as she didn't have a negative intent. Let's say she didn't have a negative intent. She went into the mikvah, that's it. She's tahora. Even if she falls in, even if she falls in unintentionally, it's the right day, right time, she's tahora. It's a function of the maisa tevila. As we sing over here, it's the maisa bia. Maisa bia was done, that's it. Oh, maybe you'll ask me, what about the case that says that, I'm sorry. We learned elsewhere that all you need is the maisa. So why over here is it not good? Didn't have intent at all. So I'd say the case, actually the case of the mikvah is even better, or even worse, depending on how you look at it. There, she's walking on a bridge and she falls into the water, she doesn't need kavana at all. She doesn't need kavana at all. Here you're saying you need some form of kavana. You need kavana for the maisa. What was the case? He wanted to have relations with another woman.
That's the case of Yvonne's.
Right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
He ended up having relations with the wife of his deceased brother. That's what happened.
He wound up having relations with the wife, but he thought it was someone else.
Right, but he had intent for.
Right, I guess it was dark. Whatever, he didn't know who it was. He has relations with this woman, and it turns out that it's his yivama. So she's kanoi. That's it. Why?
Well, so he didn't just like fall and get up.
No. In the case that Rashi's citing,
yeah.
No, that's not a falling case. It's not a falling case.
No, there, not in the case.
Our case is a falling case.
Rashi.
The Gemara says that if you fall on this woman, even if she's a Yuvama, it's no good. But Rashi says, hey, one second. You learn over there in Yuvamos that you don't need Kavana for the specific woman. Yeah, it's true. You don't need Kavana for the specific woman, but you need Kavana for the Maisa Bia. So there you had intent for a Bia, even though it wasn't with this woman. That's okay. Here you didn't even have intent for a Maisa Bia. That's not enough to be Kona. But now Rashi goes further.
Hilgach, low Kona. Therefore you didn't inquire. Im chazer asa echan me'achen. Ma'amar.
So he called Kiddushei Ma'amar. Right?
What's a Ma'amar?
Kiddushei Ma'amar is the special Kiddushin that applies to a Yavama. Special marriage process.
Yibum.
Okay, so Rashi says that what? Sheim kidem echad meha achim v'asa ba ma'amar.
Right.
Then what?
Pasla
alov.
She's pasla on him.
On him. Who's on him?
Second brother.
On the second brother. First brother dies, second brother does the base jump, and then the third brother says, hey, that guy didn't have kavana, right? He comes along and he has relations with her.
Hold on. First case is even.
First brother dies.
Right. Who was married to this woman. Right.
Now she is
the
Yavama.
That's saying who?
Another brother. No.
So where did we ever learn about the second brother?
Because the Gemara's case is talking about the second brother. Second brother came along and fell on her.
Yeah.
Right. He's the Nafal Mirosh Agag. So Rashi says, you want to know why it's not Kona if it's Yavama? Because he didn't have Kavana. Oh, what about the case in Yavamos? There you had Kavana for the Bia, here you didn't even have Kavana for that. Right?
Okay.
So he's giving you a Nafkamina. My Nafkamina. Oh, Nafkamina is that if the brother would do Kiddushin, then she's possible to the second brother, because the second brother didn't do anything. So that's a good question. Why is what do you mean obvious?
Obviously, it's the third blood distribution territory, the second blood is possible. I mean, possible, obviously.
Well, that's what Rashi is trying to tell you, the extent of what the Gemara means when you're not Kona. But it's a good question. Why didn't Rashi just say that she's married to the second brother? That she's fully married to the second brother?
Well, I know really why he's not. She's
why is he wording it in the sense that she's puzzled to the third to the second brother? Why is he saying that she's fully married to the third brother? Rashi could have worded it one of two ways. I don't have an answer. I'm just saying, I think this is what's bothering you, perhaps. Why is Rashi focusing on the fact that she's puzzled to the third brother, to the second brother, instead of just telling me that she's fully connoi to the third brother? The Gemara says that she's not acquired to the second brother.
Right.
So Rashi says, oh, you know what that means? That means that if the third brother would come along and have Kiddushin with her, she's puzzle to the second brother. Couldn't Rashi have easily just said, if the third brother would come along and have Kiddushin with her, then she's fully acquired to him, and that's it. Could have said that.
Because we're dealing with
the
second brother.
I think that because the Gemara is focused on the second brother, Rashi's trying to illustrate
make it
all.
Very clear. He wants to make it
yeah,
very clear.
He wants to make it as clear as possible vis-a-vis the you know the hero of our case, if you will, right? And say that insofar as he's concerned, he's out of the picture. So you're right. Rashi could have said it the other way, but he's framing it in the context of the person about whom we are speaking. Okay, let's go weiter.
Next one.
Let's go a little bit further, and then. Oh, you know what? No, before we go weiter, let's see Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel.
RC.
Someone want to read Rabbeinu Chananel? Maybe that hasn't read yet. Avram, you want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Nothing wrong with being designated reader. It's nothing but practice. That's it.
I'm a rabbi.
Mikalani.
Okay,
stop right there. Anything interesting about that?
He puts it against the
sheet. Oh, I didn't even see this.
You gotta read carefully. Rishon carefully. Now, does it have to be that way? It doesn't have to be that way, but you're right.
But more he's trying to set up.
He's trying to give some context.
He's trying to set up a really
somewhat
case.
Practical, right?
Although it's still not.
Still a little bit hard to believe. But remember, we had it recently. Rabbi Nechal said, "How is it possible the guy throws the keli from the roof and then pulls out his own cushion?" So remember what he said?
It was a string.
It's a string. So Rabbi Nechal is trying to give you some practical application to try to make some sense of these cases that seem a little bit difficult. So remember he said that?
He's a deep sleeper.
What do you mean? In this case,
yeah.
So again, everyone wants to know what's he doing on the roof naked. So Ben Chanan says, listen, he was sleeping there.
He slept walk there would make a lot more sense.
What's that? He slept walk up to the roof naked?
Why is he sleeping?
The fact that he's sleeping
naked
on the roof should be the least of your problems with this case.
It's a beautiful day outside.
All right, listen, I don't want to get into it anymore. You don't know. I'm just pointing out that you have to catch that when a Rishon adds. You know, facts that are not on the record, so to speak. It's raises a flag, that's all.
Did they?
Okay, I'm a rabbi. Hey, Ashen Bershel, God, Vanaf, Fabinizke, so he fell
slow,
off.
Slow.
So he fell off.
Fell
and
off.
And he was implanted in this woman. Okiyotze, ba orsi.
Okay.
Okiyotze, ba orsi, emirali, the hizik, and he caused her damage, chai, he's chai, bedal, devarim, and these four things. The Kamalan in a kishui el midas. We have a huge yesh kavana the idea. So, because we already established that there's no erection without knowledge. We have a kilu yesh kavana the idea. It's as if here there was intent and knowledge. The chayv b'chol chut mina boshes. Means chayv in everything except for the boshes. Dinan eno chayv boshes ad shehi miskaven. So you said he's not chayv in the embarrassment unless he had the intention. Right? So
good.
Okay, but I don't
so before we get to that, before we get to the difference between... No. Before we get to the busha as opposed to the nezek distinction...
Is he saying kavana and yadiyah are the same thing?
I want to hold
on. He seems to be saying them as the same thing.
Let me read one line in the Meiri, okay, before you go by there. Nafal min hagag beruach mitzvi vehezik. Karav lemezid ho. He's in a windy place. What's he doing? V'chayim ba'ar v'dvarim. Avol lo b'boshes k'moshe v'yarnu. V'im nitka b'nefila zu b'yivimto. And if he fell on top, this is the Meiri. He fell on top of his yivama. Lokana. Afal pi shehabal yivimto. Bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'shogeg. Bein b'mezid kana. Why? Dafka b'shemis kavein. It's a little chopped off here. Dafka b'shemis kavein l'biya. Ela shesavar shiyacheres. That's when it holds true. Like Rashi said. V'chein sarach shiyis kavnu shnehem l'biya. So what's the implication over here?
Right,
that it's not this Kavnishneim Labiyah. not miskaven shneim labia. She obviously has no intent for bia. She just mind their own business.
Does he have a tent?
That's questioning. But the point the Miri is making is that when are you kona the
Zach? It's PG-13. You got to be careful.
When are you kona the yavama, even if it's shogeg or ones or those types of situations? That's dafka b'mishum miskaving. Still intending for the bia. In other words, Rashi and the Miri are both addressing the same question, essentially. Hey, we learned over there in Yevamos that you could have accidental cases of intercourse with the Yevama and it's still a good Kiddushin. Still a good Yibum. How come over here we're saying it's not the case? It's not a Kinyan. Oh, okay, because over here it wasn't intentional at all. It was wholly accidental. Okay? But the last part of this Lashon, the part of the Karvalam Mazid for the Nezikin, not Karvalam Mazid for the Bia. Right. He wasn't intentionally jumping on her. And even if he was, she certainly wasn't expecting that or intending for that to happen.
Right? They both have to intend.
That's what Miri says.
Wait, the Yavama too has to
intend. Yeah.
So wait, if she's just sleeping and the guy rapes her, it doesn't count.
See, I don't want to use the word rape.
Okay, fine.
But there's another problem. I'll tell you what the problem is, because the... Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. I'm just using Rabbeinu Chananel and Meiri sort of together here. Doesn't Rabbeinu Chananel also make the statement that they both have to have kavana?
Yeah.
You want to read that line again? Let's read it again.
In kishoy ela midas, b'havei ki'ilu yesh kavana v'yedia v'chayev, b'chol chut min ha'boshas.
Right.
T'nan, eino chayev boshas ad shehei miskaven.
Right.
U bi yibimoso.
Bi yivimto.
Lo kana shenemar yivama yavo aleha v'kaimalan. Achi is kavnu shnehen.
Stop. So even over here, what are they saying about this guy?
They both have a kavana.
He has kavana. He has an erection.
He has
kavana. So that's why he's chayef for everything else. Ah, but now you'll tell me what?
It takes two to tango.
That he's not kona yivama. Why not? Because that requires her kavana as well. But now there's a problem with that. The Meiri says it, the Rabbeinu Chananel says it, there's a problem with that. I can't tell you what the resolution to the problem is. I can just tell you there's a problem with it, because the Gemara clearly says, could you grab a, is there a Yevamos around? I should have asked for it before, I'm sorry. If you look in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yevamos says that you don't need her das, that Yevama could be acquired even ba'al karcha, against her will. There's a Zika by virtue of the fact that her husband died. That's it. The Torah sets up the Zika. It's not really her choice.
Really? Any Yibum can do whatever you want?
Who?
Any guy can
do whatever. No, not any guy.
I'm saying to
the Yavam.
Really? That sucks.
It's not. Here, so thank you.
So another question, you said because the guy had kavana for tishoy,
he has kavana. They're both taking for granted that he is a intentional actor over here.
Why is he not being the?
See, what's important to distinguish over here is that the falling is not done by kavana. That's obviously unintentional.
So that's why he has to pay everything to the boshes, because that's all for the actual pain he caused her. But the actual...
No, Bosh is for the embarrassment.
This case, if he did not sleep with her, let's just say he fell on top of her, he'd be puttering all four of those things, and he wouldn't have to pay any Bosh. Is Bosh only for a sexual act?
No.
So, what's Bosh for?
Bosh is for, let's say...
Embarrassment that caused when I hurt someone, right?
Yeah.
So why...
I injured you, now you have walking around with a leg in a cast. You're embarrassed.
So we should be paying Bosh here, too?
Well, that's we have to get to that. There's no Kavana for that. Let's do one thing at a time. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says the following. I'm sorry, not Yud Gimel, Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Nun gimel and beis. Okay. Haba al yevimto bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein b'onas bein b'ratzon afilu hu shogeg v'hi mezida hu mezid v'hi shogeges hu onas v'hi lo anusa hi anusa v'hu lo onas echad hama'ar v'echad hagomer kana v'lo chilek bein bilabia v'chein abal achas mikol arayu shebetorah o psulos kigon almona l'koin gadol grusha v'chalutz l'koin hedjot mamzeres v'nesin l'Yisrael bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nesin pasla v'lo chilek bein bilabia. That's the Mishnah. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Stand by for one moment, please.
Stand by for
one moment. Rashi, kasava shehi ishto o isha acheres. What do you mean he's having relations with another woman and doesn't think it's his yavama? Who's he sleeping with? So let's say he has another wife already. A man was allowed to have two wives. He has his own wife. And now he is... thinks he's about to sleep with his own wife, and it turns out that it's his yavama. No, this is not that case. Or it was for mezid, not for shame mitzvah. In any of those cases, the Mishnah says that's okay. It's going to be a good acquisition. Just give me 1 second. Yeah, your question?
She's a nido. Or the point of three cases, she's a nido. Did they get the
owner? 5 cars?
Yeah.
Let me
see if they had come up. Well, hold on. Isn't that the same case?
I don't know if you need Kavana for that.
The guy doesn't realize the woman's Anita and he sleeps with her. The guy doesn't realize the woman's Anita and he sleeps with her. He's done 5 cars.
I'm not sure about that.
He doesn't have a ring.
Achi is Kavnu Shnehem Lubia. I don't have an answer, but I'm just saying it's something to note. That requirement seems to not fit so neatly here with the Gemara in Yevamos, or with the fact in general that we know it could take place by Al-Karcha. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about that as well.
So, Rabbi Sinman, is it the case with the Yevama, though, that at least one of them has to have Kavana? If both of them don't have Kavana, she thinks she's sleeping with some other...
That's what they're both saying.
So in the case of Yevamos, if both of them do not have Kavana...
She has to at least have Kavana. She has to at least have Kavana for the act.
Let's put it that way.
The way they're presenting it, they both have to have kavana for the act. Dafka b'mishis kavin labia, al shesavar shiacheres. I mean, okay, there's this mistaken identity. That's okay, but they have to both intend for bia. They have to have kavana for bia. I'm just saying that is something of a. It looks like it's a debatable point, but okay, let's just put that aside now. That's just a. That's out there. That's something notable. But putting that aside, yeah.
Can we bring up the point in Rabbeinu Chananel?
I'm going to get to everything. I'm trying to get to everything. I might not finish everything today, but... Okay.
One more point.
Yes.
So about the guy who is wearing clothing and he falls off onto the woman, he's high of everything but boshes, correct? He didn't have kavanah for anything.
Well, the ass he's cut there,
probably. No, well, that goes back to the Mishnah.
Okay, great. Person's
always chayv for an azikin if it's not onus gamor, or if it's not some form of onus, then you're going to be chayv.
Okay, so the real nafkamina between the guy just falling off normally and the guy not wearing any clothing and falling off is about the acquisition situation.
That's one nafkamina, yeah.
Okay.
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 Just give me 1 second. Again, I don't have much more in the way of any fancy explanations over here. It's a difficult Gemara, but it does stand for certain propositions here. But let's discuss this issue about the Boshas. I think that's important. Let's go a little further in the Gemara now. The Gemara is going to get into the Boshas and to the requirement of Kavana for Boshas. Someone want to read? I'm going to continue.
Gemara.
Gemara.
Yeah. Yamarava?
Yeah.
Nafar Mimra Shagal, who is Shana Machia, Vehezek Ubiash, Chayva, and Ezek for Patra Vidal Devrim. So Rava says that he falls off the roof, and it's a not a usual way, which means it's more harsh than usual.
Ruach She'ena Metzuyah, right. Right? Now let me ask you a question. Well, first read another line, and then I'll ask the question.
So, and he hits her, and he causes an embarrassment.
Right.
He's chayev on the nezek, and he's patur in the other four things.
Right. Okay, why? Keep reading.
Didn't say why.
No, so keep reading.
Okay, Baruch Metzuyah, V'hizik V'yash chayev b'dal d'vrim v'patur al-boshes v'im nishapech chayev af al-boshes. So, and if it's a regular wind and he hits her and he embarrasses her, he's chayav on the four things, he's patur on the boshes. And if he flips in the air...
Before we get to Nisaf, let's hold off on the Nisaf case. A guy goes up on the roof in a Ruach She'ena Metzuyah, and he falls and he damages someone. Nafal Ruach Shagag Ruach She'ena Metzuyah. What's the rule? What do you want to say about that guy?
It's chayav in all four cases and everything except for boshes.
Good.
Same thing as
why should he be chayav? Why should he be chayav? It's Ruach She'ena Metzuyah.
Yeah, it's
Ruach
Right?
I know, I'm asking now about the Ruach She'ena Metzuyah case.
That's the first case.
The Ruach She'ena Metzuyah case. Anyone?
This is a guy on the
Ruach She'ena Metzuyah. Ruach She'ena Metzuyah. Vehezek ubiyesh chayev al hanezek upatim midal advarim. So, he chayev for nezek.
Because you did some sort of damage.
Cause damage. What about all the other stuff?
I don't know why you'd be petra. Why you could be petra for those bits?
Okay, that we discussed earlier in the year. If you go back to Rashi, where was it? Rashi on Chavav. No, it's Rashi on the top of Chavav and Beis, right? Where was it?
Oh, no, it's the bottom of...
Bottom? Yeah,
Nezek
in Arba Dvarim Lo. Last Rashi. Yeah, where is it? Oh, Nezek in Arba Dvarim Lo. Thank you. The lo mechayvei Arba Dvarim Ella Omezid. Okar v'lemezid. The other things outside of Nezek, you're not going to be chayev unless there was intent. Nezek is always chayev because we have a rule of the Mu'ad Lo'olam. But... The four other things need...
Well, I don't understand the differentiation. For example, let's say I fall off and damage you, break your leg.
Right. You gotta pay me nezek.
What's a nezek here? I have to pay you your life?
Whatever the price, the value of the leg. Whatever I was worth, the differential between what I was worth...
Until, for how long? Until it's better?
What do you mean until how long?
I'm saying, so let's say your leg heals in 2 months. I have to pay you for those 2 months worth of how long?
Oh, now you're asking how you mishar.
I'm saying, yeah.
I mean, again, we're not getting into this at the moment, but there's another component of boshas that even after you pay the boshas, the Rambam paskens in three places that your chayav to still make amends with the person, even if you pay him for the boshas. If you don't seek mechila, then you're not fully clear.
Well, in our case, if she's a basula, then aren't you causing some sort of boshas? For sure, causing a boshas.
All these things, yeah. Any case
of monetary. I'm saying monetary.
No, but she's asking a different question. She's saying the concept of boshas. It seems like more. You did something wrong. Why am I high of monetary payment for that? Why isn't it more, ben el mechavero, something like that, right?
It's like I want to make an extra 500 bucks. You smell clean. Pain and suffering. That's just right. To get a few extra bucks.
Right. Well, listen, I'm a little nagei abadavar, so... I'm nagei abadavar. Pain and suffering is a big part of the Torah law. You know, we've got people collect for things like that. If you could prove that you're really embarrassed, that you're in pain for disfigurement. No, but it makes it a little easier to swallow. It's not going to be cured.
Right.
You can't take it away.
Then also, there are no objective standards to evaluate that.
Well, there are some objective things that you bring to the equation. How old the person is, where the injury is, where the...
Of pain and suffering, it depends on the emotional state.
That's what I'm saying. Emotional distress is sometimes a function of how old the person is. You know, the kid's 18, and now she has a totally disfigured face. It's different than if that happened to a 90-year-old person. Not saying the pain isn't any less, but there's more that goes into that equation.
I don't want to get too far afield. But
I don't know what the definition of that was.
No, it's a good question. I think, but I think
too
that's
far afield
true.
Into your field.
I think the Meiri makes that point in Bava Kamma, and the Rama makes that point in Chovel Mazik, and I think in Hilchos Teshuva as well, that you need to make amends with the person even after you pay. You need to need nechila. Not so for the other payments. There is another quality to the payment of Boshes that you don't have for the rest of the payments.
Right. So
but the question I'm raising now is, I guess, more of a pshat question, and that is, you're talking here about the case of Nafal Mirosh Hagag, Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya, and what are you telling me? That you potter from everything other than Nezek. Nezek is because, that's basically... you always chayv for Nezek. You only chayv for Dal Dvarim, like Rashi says over here, when? Mezid or Karvel Mezid.
So
let me ask you a question. A guy climbs up this roof, climbs up this building, onto the roof, in a Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya. What does he think is going to happen?
That's Karvel Mezid.
That's what I'm asking.
So we raise it in Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya is less than Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya.
That's what the Gemara seems to be implying, right? It's Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya, you potter. I'm asking you a practical question.
That seems like even more so.
More so what?
If because we said that Ruach Mitzuya is made or Karvel Mitzuya, I would think that Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya is even higher.
Good.
Like, what are you climbing up?
That's what I'm asking you. If the guy goes up there in the normal wind, he knows that's a normal consequence, and you tell me for that you're responsible. Now you tell me in Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya, he goes up, and oh, that he's parted from everything else.
I thought it was a completely different fact base.
Good, what's the fact base?
The guy climbs up onto the roof.
When?
In the case of a regular wind, then the wind's blowing right now.
Right.
But in the case of Ruach
Sheinu, and then what? And therefore what?
And then he should have known not to climb up on the roof.
Good.
But the Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya is he climbs up on the roof, and right. It's normal. Everything, the birds are chirping.
Birds are chirping, sun is out.
And then a tornado comes
children
by.
Are frolicking. Exactly. Then it comes after.
That's the Ruach Sheinu
Mitzuya. Good. That's what you have to say the pshat is over here. But the Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya came after. I didn't have to think that the Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya was going to come and knock me off the roof.
So then was
the, but if you went up in the Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya,
then what does Rashi say?
Crazy.
Rashi's not talking about that.
But okay, but then...
No, this is the Shita. The Shita Mikubetzis. I forget. Did you see the Shita today?
I looked at the first one.
You looked at the first one? The Shita Mikubetzis points this out. He says that everything we're talking about over here, that you potter from Dal Dvarim, is when the Ruach, like Yonah correctly said, comes after, while you were already on the roof, in which case you're not called the Poshea. You didn't do anything negligent by climbing up on the roof in conditions which could have been tolerated. But if you went up there once it was windy, and then you fell, so of course you're going to be chayav dal advarim. That's like the guy who does damage when he's drunk. Who told him to drink? Right? Remember we discussed that? Let him not drink and let him not cause the damage. Don't go up in a gale wind and don't fall off and don't cause damage.
The Rashi says over here for Ruach Mitzuya, Kon Shinafal Baruach Mitzuya Dehave Le La Karol V'Mezid.
You're saying that he went up. And he
that's
went
right.
Up, knew what the wind was like and he's still on the roof. That's what we're saying for Ruach Mitzuya,
yeah.
Right?
Ruach Mitzuya, it's windy. You know it's windy.
An average wind.
An average wind.
Right, so it's not...
That's so crazy. Okay. That's, yeah. It seems like it's not... Ruach Mitzuya seems like it's one of those like common wind. It's not...
It's a common wind, but...
It's a gust.
But why are you going up when it's...
So you're saying he went up after the fact, also in that case.
Yeah, you went up wondering why it was windy.
In the Ruach Mitzuya case...
Or maybe even not. I'd say maybe, I don't know, in that case, maybe not. That's something that you should expect. No, I'd say not, you don't have to go up when it's windy. Let's say you went up when it was not windy, and then a Ruach Mitzuya came by and knocked you off. That's something that you should have expected. You should have known that was a natural consequence of what you were doing.
We said that, he's expecting 2 mph winds. That's what the forecast is. All of a sudden, five...
That's Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya. That's right. Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya, you don't have to worry about. I'm not expected, like in this event, you have Lomach Zekin and Isura. I'm going to assume the worst about everything. Let's say someone was eating a not kosher sandwich over it when the Mashkiach wasn't looking. That's not the way halacha works. You don't worry about all kinds of crazy constructs. You have rules. The rule is that there's a normal set of conditions here that you have to be choshish for. So if you went up in a Ruach Mitzuya and you, or the Ruach Mitzuya came, that's something that's normal. You should expect the norm. If that came and now you fell, that's it. You're Karvel Mezid. If you went up when there was no wind and all of a sudden a gale wind comes along and knocks you over, you have no reason to expect there's a tornado is kicking up unless you went up there while it was already windy. Even if you try to avoid it, So the guy goes up and he starts taking all kinds of precautions against the real Sheni Metzuya. But he's doing it in the face of the real Sheni Metzuya. No, I'm going to say in that case, that's Karav Lamezid. The only case we have putter because of the Ruach Metzuya, Ruach Sheni Metzuya, is where it came upon you. But if Ruach Metzuya comes upon you, we saw this previously, it's no different than the case of the Shikor.
What is Shikor?
The drunk person. Where do we see that?
He's putter from...
One second. Where do we see that case?
So,
the Rambam... just give me one second.
Got a matrix.
Just give me one second. The Rambam mentioned... Where was it? Perek Aleph, Halachid Aleph, that we say, other Mula Olam, even by a person who causes the damaging effects.
What is the Perek Aleph?
A big pardon?
What was the, where is
it? Aleph Yud Aleph. Aleph Yud Aleph.
And how close?
Yeah, Chovam Azik. So we said then that a person is chayav to protect his self from causing damage. He's supposed to keep himself from causing damage. And just like a person has to keep his cow from damaging, he has to keep himself from damaging. If you went ahead and you were negligent in protecting your cow from damaging, you're chayav because you failed to exercise the necessary standard of care. So same thing would be true over here. If you put yourself in a situation where you drank... That's not called onus. That's not called onus because you fail to guard against what you know can happen when you're drunk. Same thing over here. You're going up when you know it's likely to be pushed off. You did something wrong. Okay, I'm sorry, Yoni, you wanted to present something?
No, it's fine. It's good, yeah. You look at chart.
Good.
Say the chart, make sure it's right.
You could say it out loud.
Sure. Okay. So.
Okay.